This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas with the weekly box beef trade for week ending October 10th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $2.03, which was about $2.77 lower compared to the previous Friday, but it has started to slow down that steep decline that we have endured recently. The daily cutout has dropped over $40 since the last week of August. That was compared to $247.67 the same day last year when it jumped over $9 that one week a year ago. There was 1,026 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was about 14% of the total volume and the biggest weekly spot sales in some time. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at $207.51, which was $5.05 lower, and last year at this time it was at $243.48. This year we dropped about $34 on the average choice cutout since the last week of August, and about $52 since the week before Memorial Day. We are definitely following last year's summer plunge, but at least the volume of sales is starting to improve. There were 7,581 total loads sold, which was 791 loads higher than the previous week. And those formula sales were at 3,368 loads, which was 34 loads lower than last week, and it was about 44% of the total loads sold for the week. The big drop in prices has finally started to improve the sales volume. Exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 593 loads, which was only 3 loads higher than the previous week. And 204 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 389 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales were the biggest single item, and they normally don't get delivered for about 22 days. They were at 1,650 loads, which was a whopping 607 loads higher than last week, and the biggest number that we have seen in quite some time. The biggest outfront sales this week were about 2.1 million pounds of brisket that was priced $9 to $27 below this week's average formula prices, and about 1.9 million pounds of round products that were average prices were $2 to $9 below the average formula prices, and about 800,000 pounds of chuck products that were just about steady with the average formula prices. Also, a big part of these outfront sales this week were over 700 loads that were actually longer-term forward contracts. This is a very important move to see the buyers jumping in and locking up product for future use. Now, taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice rib was about $13 higher, and the choice loin, chuck, and round primals were all $6 to $9 lower. And the cow cutout was $6.82 lower at $1.96 on Friday, and those 90% trimmings ended the week about $9.37 lower compared to the previous Friday, and they were at $241.46, but it has dropped about $30 in the last 2 weeks. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending October 3rd showed that week we imported 20,968 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 1,000 metric tons lower, and it equates to about 46 million pounds imported fresh beef for that 1 week. And year to date, for the first 40 weeks of this year, we are running about 27% higher fresh beef imports than last year, but it has started to drop each week lately. And Australia is running about 47% higher, and New Zealand was up about 20%. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live prices were mostly $3 to $11 higher compared to the previous week, and those dress prices were $8 to $11 higher. And the average live weight for the Texas Panhandle for week ending October 3rd was 11 pounds heavier at 1354, and that was 48 pounds higher than last year, which was 1306. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending September 26th was 3 pounds lower at 920 pounds, and that was 27 pounds heavier than last year. But it is very important to see that slight pullback. And the choice select spread was $5.11 on Friday, which would be about 70 cents higher than the previous week. This has been a very, very important week to see the turnaround in several of these key factors. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA Market News in Amarillo, Texas.